As you put this organization together, Jimmy, what type of style or a philosophy are you hoping that the Cleveland Browns portray?
Well, we want to work hard, we want to be focused, we want to be intense, and we want to be all about winning games.
With Joe Banner, what was it? He said you first met back in June and then you had other meetings. What was it about Joe that, you know, he sold himself to you?
Well, he's smart, he's intense, he's passionate, he's focused, and he is single-mindedly committed to winning.
As far as stability, you come from an organization that is one of the most stable in the NFL, three head coaches in the last, well, since 69 right. with the Steelers. How important is that to create stability and credibility with this organization?
It's hugely important, and this is an organization that unfortunately has not enjoyed that, and not only the Steelers have that background, but our primary business, Pilot Flying J, has that same background with really the vast majority of our employees. So the key is to get the right people in the right place and then provide them support to do their jobs.
I think a lot of people are wondering, how do you take the success and your model with Pilot Flying J and combine it with an NFL team and run the NFL team to be successful?
Well, I think Joe Banner said it the best, and we said it yesterday in Chicago. The NFL and NFL franchise is all about people. We don't really own anything. We don't own the stadium. You know, we own some shoulder pads and some footballs and some, you know, some weights. But so our assets are people. And the same thing at Pilot Flying J. We always say, ironically, the team with the best player wins. And I think that's true here, both amongst players, coaches, and everybody that works in this building. And it's Joe and my job to get the right people in the right place and provide them support where they can do their job and we can win games.
Along those lines with a head coach, whether it's Pat or if you go in a different direction at the end of the year, what are you looking for in your head coach?
Well, the shorter answer is wins, right?
Right.
Now, we have a young team. We're 1-5. You could argue we'd be 3-3. You know, if Joe doesn't make a bad personal decision, as I said yesterday, we could easily be 3-3. We want to see continual improvement, and we want to see them play hard.
All right, what about the general manager? What's the most important thing in a GM? I'm sure you spoke with Kevin Colbert in the Steelers, Omar Khan, and that. What are you looking for in a GM?
Well, GMs are important in every organization, particularly if you're going to build through the draft, which we are, and it's a hugely important job, and Tommy knows that, and I talk to Mike the most and Tommy the second, and we talk about players and player evaluation all the time, and Tommy's done this all his life, and he understands and appreciates how important it is.
What did you take away, one or two things, from the Steeler organization that you will bring here because of the success that they've had and you want to intertwine it with you know, what you've done with your other business?
Yeah, I think it's the what you mentioned. I think it's continuity. I think it's staying the course. I was with them 1 year when things didn't go so well and they never flinched. They never second-guessed anything. They just put their head down and went to work every day. And so continuity, and you hear me say all the time, single-minded focus. Even the best teams every 3 or 4 years stumble and have a bad year, whether it's due to injury or the brakes just didn't go their way. And we got to have a philosophy where everybody hangs in there tough, and we're going to stick to our knitting and stay focused and win games.
How do you handle impatience? Because a lot of owners, they want to win right now. I want to win today. I don't want to wait till tomorrow, but it may cost them in the long run. So you and Joe and everybody else that you bring on board, how are you going to handle that?
Yeah, that's a great question because I'm very, very impatient, as is Joe. And yet at the same time, and we talked about this in one of our early meetings, we're going to build this for the long run. And I think the worst thing we could do is have us go in a couple of years 10-6 and then fall back to 4-12. And we're going to build an organization that consistently wins. So we're going to blend impatience, which on some hands is good, with the patience to do things the right way.
Last thing, coaches, players, everybody, is this a 10-game audition for everybody?
I think it is for everybody, but much has been made about change and all, and what I told the players and coaches this morning is, listen, we've been way too much a distraction with the announcement on August 3rd and the events of yesterday and today. That's not what we want. It's all about the coaches and players. Go do your jobs, work hard, do the best you can, and things generally work out if you'll do that.
All right, one more. I lied. Robert Griffin III is known as RG3. Jimmy Haslam III, are you okay with JH3?
Whatever. I'm easy on that.
Thanks, Jim. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having us on.